Hello, listeners. Buckle up for a new episode of Voice Over Work, an audiobook sampler. Where do you listen? Today is April 1st, 2024. In your everyday life and decision-making, would you like to unleash your inner Einstein, channel Sherlock's keen eye, and master Plato's rationality? Well, who wouldn't? According to author Stephen Schuster, these eminent figures share one extraordinary trait: unparalleled critical thinking. Today's featured book is The Critical Thinker by Stephen Schuster, and this is the audiobook preview. In the canon of time-honored tales, a fable revolves around a man and his horse. The narrative opens with a lamentable incident where the man's only horse ran away. This calamitous event prompts an immediate wave of condolences from his friends. Yet the unflustered man offers a tranquil response: "Let's wait and see," patiently anticipating the future's unpredictable turns. After a few days, the man's horse returned home, leading a troop of 20 untamed horses in its wake. While his friends hastily prepare to revel in this sudden stroke of prosperity, the man perpetuates his composed disposition, his mantra echoing, "Let's wait and see." It isn't long before the man's luck changes for the worst, as his only son is grievously injured by one of the wild horses, resulting in both legs being broken. As before, his peers hasten to offer comfort, yet he opts for continued patience, resolute in his desire to calmly appraise the situation. "Let's wait and see." In an unexpected twist of fate, war descends upon the nation, and all able-bodied young men are conscripted, many meeting their end on the battlefield. However, due to his son's incapacitated state, he evades the draft, his life spared. His friends rejoice at this silver lining amidst the chaos, but the unwavering man retains his wait-and-see disposition. This fable is a good demonstration of critical thinking at work. The man's serene demeanor, imperturbable in life's vicissitudes, is a testament to his prowess as a critical thinker. He consciously refrains from rushed conclusions, choosing the path of reasoned judgment over emotional reactivity. His observant and meditative stance resists the temptation of being swayed by transient triumphs or setbacks. He comprehends that existence is a mixture of ebbs and flows and maintains an equanimous mindset, come what may. The basics of critical thinking. Critical thinking is a term we encounter frequently, especially if we browse a bookstore's self-help or psychology section, but what does it mean to think critically? Critical thinking is a highly valued intellectual ability that involves objectively analyzing and evaluating information before forming a judgment. It refers to the ability to look at issues objectively and make reasoned judgments free from emotional bias or unfounded assumptions. Critical thinking unfurls when we ask ourselves and others probative questions like, "How do you know that? How did you reach that conclusion? What evidence supports this theory? Are there any other explanations or alternatives that haven't been considered yet?" Critical thinkers often resist the allure of instinctual reactions, favoring a methodology grounded in logic and reasoned analysis over emotional impulses. They want evidence-based support of ideas, shunning the acceptance of information at face value. They adopt an investigative approach instead of blindly accepting purported truths by a relative's relative. People prone to have good critical thinking skills have the following three aspects in common. 1. An expansive sense of curiosity. Those deficient in curiosity are prone to unquestioningly accepting others' viewpoints as gospel truth, They're complacent in their knowledge journey, choosing the path of least resistance over exploring novel information. Proficient critical thinkers, on the other hand, espouse an open-minded approach, seeking and welcoming fresh evidence, even when it challenges ingrained beliefs. 2. A robust dose of skepticism. Thanks for joining me again for this episode of VoiceOver Work and Audiobook Sampler. Where do you listen? You can learn more about today's author, Stephen Schuster, by following him on Amazon.com. Join us again next Monday, and we'll have the chapter-by-chapter preview of this book, The Critical Thinker, by Stephen Schuster.